All right, so what's up with the intro for this week's show, Paul? You said it's something to do with coffee filters.
Yeah, so let's start with some follow-up.
Yeah.
So on a previous episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast, my coffee maker died when we made coffee for Mary Jo Mattea, and I ordered a new coffee maker, and it took a different size filters, and I remembered that
you got the same brand, though, right?
It's the same. Well, yeah. So it took different size filters, and I had old ones, and I gave you a box of the old ones because you had my old coffee maker. And I was rooting around in my cupboard, and I found a backup box of filters that I had purchased.
So am I getting another box?
So you're getting another box of filters.
Yeah. Well, this is great to hear because I have been using the filters. It's great to just not have to clean out my mesh filter.
Excellent.
So, my goodness. Oh, my God. That's great. But also, on the subject of things emerging into people's lives, is it the case that everyone got an Instant Pot for Christmas?
Because yes.
I've just been seeing, every time I go by, but whenever, but there's a trash area outside of my apartment. I call it the trash garden.
Or yeah.
Trash, you know what I mean? But whenever I go by a trash garden, I just see boxes of Instant Pots everywhere.
Yeah.
Were they a wire cutter pick?
I'm sure they are.
I think they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's certainly like the hot item.
Yeah. So, okay, on the theme of follow-up, how's that drum kit working out?
Well, let's hear some music.
Ooh.
On this episode of the podcast.
An artful dodge.
This is Run Come See.
Here on Hometown Sounds.
They're coming.
Sound Sounds. Anyway, yes, he is Paul Boger. I'm Tony Perreco. Welcome back to Hometown Sounds.
And that was Run Come See featuring Lauren Calve with a brand new song called Ain't Gonna Change My Mind.
Yes, and Run Come See, they just played our most recent showcase at the Millennium Center, the Kennedy Center's Millennium Stage. And that stage is not a shithole.
Quite the opposite.
It's a joke because it's a political song and like current events, man.
It's true. Run Come See is Lauren Calve on slide guitar, John Figura of the Gully Jimson Quartet and the Incorrigibles on guitar, and Tom Little on stand-up bass. That is a brand new song from them. You can pick that up on their Bandcamp for whatever price you want. Yes, they did just play our Millennium Stage show, and that song was prominently featured. And I mean, like, I felt a tiny bit uncomfortable while they performed it because it's very political and we're at the Kennedy Center and it's like, oh, but you know, I mean, this is what art needs to do right now.
Yeah.
It needs to challenge things. And sometimes it's uncomfortable, but that's important.
Very. I remember the first time I saw Lauren Calve perform and was just blown away by both her singing and guitar playing. And I had the thought of, you should really just get a bunch of fans to blow your hair around on stage. Like, it would really add to her superhero oeuvre.
Right.
Did I say that word right?
I don't believe so, but that's okay. It's close enough.
Man.
They subtitled the song, this one's for your Resistance soundtrack. And I wanted to make one other little plug. Recently, I took on a long overdue project and I finally went in and futzed around with the Hometown Sounds website. And I removed some links along the top to some features we don't really do anymore. And I added some new stuff and I added a page for the Millennium Stage. And I
page
put
for the stage.
Page for the stage, and I put in the videos of all of our performances.
Hey, yo, you really cleaned up. It's just like, it's like cleaning out your attic.
Oh yeah, I was like, ooh, this still talks about some stuff that's really old. I should delete this and update
sweep.
Yeah, I had some links to things that were totally dead, and so I was like, oh, okay, we should fix this up. So it's really great that the Kennedy Center films all of the Millennium Stage performances, live cast them on Facebook and YouTube and their own website and whatnot, and archives all of them. So we have picked out some really awesome people, and you should go to our site, hometownsoundsdc.com, and stream some of those performances. They're like an hour long each, and there's like, what, 14 of them at this point? So that's a whole ton of music for you right there.
Dang. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to keep the show rolling with a track that is literally about sushi here from Hip Hop McDougal. Here we go.
In the land of Japan, they rat fish and rice to keep it from spoiled land. Lacto-fermentation was the name of the game. See, the word sushi translates to sour tasting. Contemporary sushi is a bit different. The first fast food is what they call it. Forget the fermentation and offer it fresh. Make pieces bite-sized so no one chokes to death. The new process was easy, a classic recipe. Vinegar, rice, fresh fish, and seaweed. Tossing a few veggies, keep Nemo company. Next time they try to find him, he'll be in my tummy. Maki sushi, maki mono, fudo, maki nori. For relaxing times, wash it down with Suntory. Don't tell Pete about that tuna death toll. I can't stop now, no, I'm on a roll. S-U-S-H-I, oh my. Smells delicious in my eyes. Smells delicious also, guys. S-U-S-H-I, oh my. With soy sauce, where's the wasabi? I want a roll that stretches from my table to the lobby. Yes, I'm rolling with my homies, still I'm rolling in my grave. So much rolling going on, you would think this were a rave. But this is ecstasy, so much sushi, it's silly.
Wait, what are those things?
Fish eggs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, row your boat gently down the stream. A boat full of sushi sounds like a dream. SS Mino, tempura, serve it up fried. Call me Gilligan, I got ginger on the side. But don't give me tropical beaches to sleep on. Give me that island also known as Nippon, where I could make my fish fantasy real. Eating sushi once a day as my favorite meal. But here's the catch, that meal lasts all day. That's 24 hours of sushi, yay! S-U-S-H-I, oh my. Smells delicious in my eyes. Smells delicious also, guys. S-U-S-H-I, oh my.
Hey dude, you should try an unagi roll.
Why are they? Are they good?
Yeah, they're eely good.
So dumb.
Godzilla roll rainbow in Vegas. Got sushi to be eaten, you don't have to beg us. Elan avocado, tuna sweet potato, California, the tempura terminator. Spider-Man may be a superhero, but when I dream of
sushi, I'm a superhero. This bun's got me rolling, why me so serious? I tame a flying dragon like a male Daenerys. A male Daenerys.
Wait, am I even saying that right?
S-U-S-H-I, oh my, smells delicious in my eyes. Smells delicious also, guys. S-U-S-H-I, oh my. S-U-S-H-I, oh my, smells delicious in my eyes. Smells delicious also, guys. S-U-S-H-I, oh my. S-U-S-H-I, oh my.
Cheeky, start to finish. The track was called Let Me See That Sushi Roll. New tracks from Hip Hop McDougal. I was sitting down yesterday morning to get started prepping for this week's show, and I got a Bandcamp email. Yeah, Bandcamp emails.
They're the best.
Yep. And I saw that there was a new release from Hip Hop McDougal, who are my favorite nerd joke rap duo in the DC area. That's really niche, but I mean, it's amazing that they exist at all. The pair of Julian Biggs and Charlie Hodgson. I met them when my band Black Checker played a show with them at Axum Lounge, right next to DC 9, where you have a non-music venue next to a totally fine music venue. I mean, these were early, early days, and you know, you take what you can get. And we were on a bill with them, and it was so fun to see how they have taken all the trappings of childhood and are keeping them alive in adult life with raps. And not the only song that they have about food and snacks. So take a listen to this. I'm just going to play a little bit from their song, Cheeserific.
Every day and night, baby Swiss, give me a kiss. It feels so good when you hit my lips. Eating white cheddar, there's nothing better. Kick a cheesy butt like Ninja Turtles versus Shredder. So find a red box, not the movie kind. This kind contains a taste so divine. Reduce fat and pepper jack. I don't eat cheese nips, those things are whack.
Cheez-Its, they are so great. Hey, hey. Never let them go to waste. Hey, hey. Shove them right in my face. Hey, hey. Only thing I'm a dinner plate.
Yes, it's a song about Cheez-Its. Songs about Cheez-Its and sushi.
I mean, how could you not love nerdy rap songs that are just delightful about ridiculous subjects?
Yeah,
it's just the best. That song was one of their ones from their older releases. The new album is called El Returno. It is a name your own price download on Bandcamp, and they are playing an album release show. It's coming up on Saturday, January 20th at Chapala Blue Beetle Rock Bar in Burtonsville, Maryland.
Which is a cool spot. And I will say, their release shows are a delight. Their previous release was called Needs Space, and they dressed up in full astronaut outfits.
Yes.
When they did this release show at DC9. By the way, I gotta say, and I have floated this idea to Hip Hop McDougal before, because they have a business ready to go playing kids' birthday parties.
Yes.
Which I really...
Oh my God.
Wouldn't that be the best?
Yes. You should be in charge of all the stuff, don't
you? I should manage Hip Hop McDougal.
Yes. That's what we figured out.
All right, let's keep things rolling.
Next, we have Carol from HR.
The band, not the person. Carol, I can't stand... No, she's pretty cool.
Yeah. above. Come get hot by the fire of love.
Breathe it. Breathe it. Breathe it.
One more time now. Everybody say it with me.
Yeah. Do not feel alright now.
What?
What's
the word? Don't drink it, but when you need it, let me say it.
Breathe it.
New band, but familiar faces. That's Carol from HR, fronted by Jason McGavro, formerly of Jack on Fire. And I am so pumped he's back. Jack on Fire, those socially conscious, what would you call it? Miscreants?
Rapscallions?
Rapscallions. Yeah, I just always appreciated how much party that he would bring to their hilarious songs and how much party and excitement. And it's back in this new project, this new bizarre supergroup, Carol from HR, which it really struck a chord with me, the band name, because I've been watching The Office, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And so just to have something about, you know, someone from HR, you know, hey, cool, thinking Office.
That song was called Heard, Believe It. It is the first song from a new 4-song EP, which is called Live from Washington, D.C. It is a $3 download on their Bandcamp, and it guest stars Katie Park of Hemlines and Bad Moves, Sarah Curtin, and Olivia Mancini.
Can't keep that pair off this show. It really just kind of feels like they are teaming up with people just to stay on this podcast week after week.
I'm sure that will happen. I have no doubt in my mind. And that EP features songs inspired by the world of Showtime Bar.
Showtime Bar, the incredible dive bar on Rhode Island Avenue in the Bloomingdale neighborhood. I freaking love it. Not only is it hella chill, I've just had some great times there. I saw a Steely Dan cover band, and they had an archetypal old woman playing the keyboard parts.
Yeah.
It was really bizarre and really, really cool. Anything goes at Showtime. Like, you're there, and it just feels like everything's fine. Everything is chill. So, see you Showtime.
There you go. I feel like that's one of those bars that someday, hopefully really, really long in the future, will no longer be with us, and then you'll be sad that you didn't go, but it's still here now, so you should go.
Yeah. So, Carol from HR, no shows currently, but you can probably spot Jason McGavro at Showtime. So, yeah. Thank you, Jason, who texted me earlier this week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I was really thrilled. Yeah, so between Hip Hop McDougal and Carol from HR, it was just really great to have these familiar faces back in the mix.
Brightening up the middle of the podcast here. And now we're going to get serious. We're going to get serious, but it's still going to be fun. We're still going to have a good time.
And learn things.
This is
more like review things. You'll see.
This is Chop Teeth featuring Head Rock.
It's a real-time tragedy, a hard knock on our democracy, when the good people of D.C. keep sending money to a Senate where they can't buy a seat. Taxation without representation, news 250 years old and still breaking, cause D.C. has no Congress
to represent the people,
and D.C. has no senators
to represent the people,
when all they really want is to represent the people. So enough shameful politics,
represent the people.
And what's it gonna take for D.C. to represent?
People making noise
and politicians making sense. Shouldn't matter which side you're on, no, you just gotta know right from wrong. No more lip service to democracy, give D.C. the vote immediately. It shouldn't matter which side you're on, no, you just gotta know right from wrong. No more lip service to democracy, give D.C. the
the vote immediately. Yeah. State of Wyoming knows what it's about. They got two in the Senate plus one in the House, with a population that's about 50,000, less than a living in D.C. right now. 206,664 is a number of votes for D.C.'s Eleanor
Holmes.
206,664, only 15% in the House won more. So why is Holmes Norton still a delegate?
No more seat in the room without a vote on the floor.
Shouldn't matter which side you're on, no, you just gotta know right from wrong. No more lip service to democracy. Give D.C. see the vote immediately. Yeah. It shouldn't matter which side you're on. You just gotta know right from wrong. No more lip service to democracy. To give DC the vote immediately.
Free DC statehood now. 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 Free DC statehood now.
Time to live it, let me show you how. Put on your slippers, grab your bathrobe, and meet me out on Pennsylvania Avenue, Joe. By the Capitol, sisters, bring your girlfriends. Fellas, tell them brothers we about to win. Yeah, we can't wait another minute. 50 other states got it, it's our time to get it.
Come on.
In the Diamond District, time to take a stand. Chocolate City at night, respect your demands. Statehood for D.C. is quite pivotal. What we working with now, y'all, is hypocritical. Yeah, the lack of representation makes the Capitol the disgrace of the nation. These are some serious times we're facing.
Like Joe said,
we bust the loose off of this plantation.
Say it again.
Wanna hit me to a travesty, cause there's a blot on our democracy. When the good people of D.C. keep paying for a house where they can't get a seat.
Woo!
It's a real-time tragedy.
That's right.
A hard knock on our democracy.
Yeah.
When the good people of D.C. keep sending money to the Senate where they can't buy a seat.
Free D.C. statehood now.
So what?
Free D.C. statehood now.
So what?
Free D.C. statehood now.
So what?
Free D.C. statehood now.
Say it again.
Free D.C. statehood now.
What y'all say?
Free D.C. statehood
now. Come on, what y'all say?
Free D.C. statehood
now. Come on, what y'all say?
Free D.C. statehood now.
Say it again. Side you're on, no. You just gotta know right from wrong. No more lip service to democracy. I give DC the vote immediately. It shouldn't matter which side you're on, no. You just gotta know right from wrong. No more lip service to democracy. I give DC the vote immediately. Yeah. And there you go. Hey, now you know. Give DC the vote. You know, that representation.
Free DC statehood now.
Say what?
Free DC statehood now. That song was called Free DC by Chop Teeth featuring Head Rock. That is my favorite song from their new album, Bone Reader. It came out last fall. It is available on all the usual digital streaming and selling platforms. They have a thing, though. They can't quite make up their mind about what their name is. So sometimes it's Chop Teeth, and sometimes it's Chop Teeth Afrofunk Big Band. And so sometimes it's listed under both things. Just search for Chop Teeth. You'll find it. You should definitely find it. It's really great. We last played Chop Teeth on the podcast 5.5 years ago.
Was I even on that one?
You probably weren't. It was like in September of 2012, and which really surprised me because I love Chop Teeth and I play them all the time. Like when I'm DJing or hanging out with people, I love playing this band. And I was like, wow, has it really been so long? That's terrible. Their self-titled debut album came out in 2008. And their prior release to this was a live album that came out in 2010. So it has been a while since we have heard from this band. This song is a collaboration with Head Rock. The so-called mayor of DC hip hop calls attention to the plight of voting rights in the nation's capital that hopefully everybody listening to this podcast was already aware of.
I just love that Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah.
This is podcast episode kind of is.
I love that they bring the go-go congas into their African sound, the signature of DC's indigenous funk style. Chauncey's music is inspired by Afrobeat, highlife, and classic West African big band. And this song's overt political message harkens back to the godfather of Afrobeat, Nigerian bandleader Fela Kuti. I first saw Chopped Teeth at IOTA sometime back in like the mid to late 2000s. This might have even been before I was digging into DC music. And really, the reason was I looked at IOTA's schedule and I saw a band that had Afro-funk big band in their name and was like, oh, I want to go see that. And it was amazing. I was totally blown away.
And you see Chopped Teeth, I would say that, you know, we talk.
Yeah.
We talk.
Not just on this podcast.
Yeah. And I would say that you're always either seeing Chopped Teeth or thinking about Chopped Teeth. I'd say on about a monthly basis.
They play probably like 4, 5, 6 times a year. Like they play it. They used to play at IOTA a lot. They play at the Hamilton sometimes, play at Gypsy Sally's a bunch now. So yeah, I feel like there's always a Chopped Teeth show coming up, which is great. And I would totally tell you, podcast listeners, to go see Chopped Teeth live at their next show, but I can't because it's tonight. It is happening basically right as soon as we're done with this podcast. I'm going to head over to Gypsy Sally's and see them. So if you are listening to this, I hope to have seen you there. And if I didn't see you there, then I really think that you should put seeing Chopped Teeth on your DC bucket list.
I was looking at a job posting for ESL instructors, and there was a bit about how you talk about things like Netflix and podcasts with people to get them acclimated to culture and language, and that sort of that verb tense jumpage. I was like, that maybe that's what I should do if I become an ESL instructor.
Sure. That sounds good.
Go ahead. Not as good as this next song.
Near Northeast.
Against the wall.
for near Northeast, don't you think? Don't you?
Yes, indeed. That is a new song called Clusters. It is one of two new near Northeast songs on a compilation called Etchy Records at 10 Years. It is out on Thursday, January 18th as a $7 download on Bandcamp. The compilation features songs by Teething Veils, Silo Halo, The Red Fetish, and other bands from the label's roster. All the songs are either new, unreleased, or alternate mixes.
I dare say, I think my favorite record label right now in DC. Like, just the coolest bands and the coolest stuff, and it's all kind of out there. And it's out there. You can get it.
And the people that run that label are pretty cool guys.
Yeah.
I dig them. And I kind of like how Near Northeast, being a part of that label, I feel like has changed their sound from some of their earlier like indie folk,
which was really, yeah, a little more gentle.
Yeah, very delicate. And now like they're not afraid to rock out and play some feedback and some loud noise, but still keeping like the nugget of what they had in the beginning, which is really, really cool. You can see all the bands that I mentioned play a special celebration performance at Capitol Fringe on Saturday, January 20th.
Wow, a perfect event at a perfect mega event thing.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that. I also saw Teething Veils recently. They did a duo set at the last We Fought the Big One post-punk DJ night at the Marks Cafe in Columbia Heights, which is hosted by Rick Taylor and Brandon Grover. And I spun an hour-long Hometown Sounds DJ set. Rick is a friend of mine. We both really like the cheesy early version of Doctor Who, and we bond on that. It's really kind of fun. And so he asked if I would play some Hometown Sounds songs, and I came. That it was a very, very cold night, but I went out and spun some songs. And one of my favorite things to do is when musicians come to the venue, the bar that we're hanging out and playing music, I like to play their songs. And so, for example, Mary Jo Mattea, who lives really close to there, came out and was hanging out while I was spinning music, and I played one of her songs.
That's adorable.
I played a Two Dragons and a Cheetah song, and she was like, what? And she'd never heard her own song played in the bar where she is, especially like that she didn't know was coming. So that was really fun. And then before Teething Veils went on, I was picking out songs and I thought, you know what song would go well from where I am into Teething Veils?
What song?
I played a classic song by the Caribbean. I played The Go from Tactical,
hey,
which is my favorite Caribbean song. And then here's what happened. All right. I played the song and then I saw Teething Veils. And then after the set, when we were hanging out, I saw Michael Kentoff, lead singer of the Caribbean, hanging out. And I was like, wait. He didn't hear me play his song, but he did. He was at the bar when I played the song, and I didn't know that he was there. I didn't play it for him. It was totally coincidental.
Talk about a misconnection.
And then he didn't even realize for a second it was his own song. He was listening to it. He was like, wait, I like this song. Wait, is this my song? And it was his song. So I kind of love doing that. That's my story.
Wow, you're just a cool. The phrase that came to mind was DJ Easter Bunny.
That is kind of DJ Easter Bunny.
Now I'm thinking about you in a bunny suit.
We're just going there mentally in our head. And that almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. So please remember to subscribe to it, share it with all your friends.
Review it. I dare you.
Totally. You should totally do that. Follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's at Hometown Sounds. The website is hometownsoundsdc.com. As I said, I tweaked it a little bit. Maybe I'm going to tweak it a little more. You should go check it out and see what I've done to it. Maybe you'll find some things better that way, like all the music videos that we feature and the shows that we're hosting and whatnot. It's really great. The email address is dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. Drop us a line. Let us know what you think. But really, the important thing is to support all the musicians that you've heard on this podcast by buying their music
and seeing them play live
all around town. And we have one last song for you on this episode of the podcast. This song is hot off the presses. Literally, it just got mastered this weekend as we're recording this. Not out yet. It is a song from the upcoming debut full-length album, which is probably self-titled. They haven't really figured it out yet, by The Bitter Dose Combo. Currently, the band is a trio featuring Matt Henry on guitar and vocals, Thomas King on accordion, and Sean Simon on bass. Most of the music consists of what were pop tunes in the 1920s and 30s. We focus mainly on vocal tunes and avoided lengthy solos or instrumental pieces. This song that we're going to play, It's a Sin to Tell a Lie, is from 1936 and was recorded by a lot of jazz performers such as Fats Waller, Billie Holiday, and the Ink Spots. This band often plays Wednesday evenings at Bistro Le Pic.
And I said this to Paul. Like, yes. I would totally go eat dinner to this song. And I guess you probably can.
You can. That is a restaurant and wine bar, which is in Upper Georgetown. But they are having a CD release show coming up on Friday, January 26th at the Creative Cauldron Art Space in Falls Church. This is part of the Passport to the World Festival, sponsored by the Eden Center.
Oh, yeah. Get yourself a banh mi. Oh, man. Oh, I love everything about the Eden Center, except for the weird candy. Real sorry. I just can't do weird candy.
Yeah. So this festival is going down during the month of January. We're already like midway through it, but it's been featuring some really awesome people. The upcoming shows include the Dave Klein Band, a trio of Eric Brace, Kevin Johnson, and Carl Straub, and the Bumper Jacksons.
Hey. Will they have pedicabs?
I wish they would. Oh, I love that video so much. The whole thing is curated by Ken and Lynn from Verano and also Music Alley Radio, who recently asked me to come and do a guest spot on their radio show on WERA 96.7 in Arlington, which was super fun. And I had a great time, and it was really awesome meeting them. So definitely check out that show.
Media Friends.
Yes, I love it. It's so good. There's so much synergy going on. So in case we've totally gotten off the track and you've forgotten what we're about to play, this is It's a Sin by the Bitter Dose Combo. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Paul.
And we will see you next time.
Be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Millions of hearts have been broken just because these words were spoken. I love you, yes I do. I love you. If you break my heart, I'll die. So be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. It's a sin to tell a lie. Millions of hearts have been broken just because these words were spoken. I love you. Yes, I do. I love you. If you break my heart, I'll die. So be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie.